Kashipu's palace. And Jajpur. In the temple, they decorate a column with sandalwood paste, recognizing Sringadeva's inside. So he's not exhibiting the form, yet they're worshiping him because they know he's within that column. Some details. Because this evening he's going to come out of the pillar. So where does he reside? He's in the spiritual world. He's in Vaikuntha. He makes his appearance on his appearance day from the pillar, and simultaneously he's everywhere. He's all-pervading. Sarvato mukham. He's all-pervading. And he's omnipresent, similarly, and penetrates within everything. There's nothing so... Seeking protection from the Sringadeva, he's very kind, and he'll come and protect. Did you all hear that description of the Sringadeva protecting the 5-year-old girl in South Africa? Yeah? Some of you did and some of you didn't. It's really far out. She's not a Hare Krishna devotee. She's just somebody somewhere in South Africa in a village. And it's a very interesting story. It made the national news. I'll just say it, and then I'm going to read some pastimes of Lord Nrisingadev, because I said I would do that because people were asking. 5-year-old girl, and she just had this kind of little girl attraction for Lord Nrisingadev. Maybe I should read it. No harm in reading again. I'll read it again. And then some other ones. One moment. Okay. 10 years ago, South Africa, countryside place. One day, 5-year-old girl playing outside with her ball together with some other children along the side of the street. The ball rolled onto the street and the girl ran after her precious ball. There was nearly no traffic, a rarely used country road. But this time a very fast truck came swiftly down the road. The girl, in her play, didn't see the truck coming. Father did. And the father was on the first floor of the house. He saw his young girl running onto the street. He also saw the huge truck racing at a high speed down the road. The father yelled, but she didn't hear him. So he jumped out of the window of the first floor to save his daughter, and he broke both his legs. and remained lying on the ground in pain. He had to watch how his little girl was hit by the truck and thrown through the air some 20 meters away. All the children and neighbors around who observed this froze. The father later said his only desire when he saw this was to die. From the other direction came a police car that also witnessed the accident. The truck continued on, and the policeman stopped his car across the street to stop him. The truck driver hardly stopped his truck, and he seemed to be very drunk. The policeman immediately called the ambulance and ran over to the motionless girl laying in the grass. The closest hospital was a small private clinic. The ambulance came but refused to take the girl, being afraid they wouldn't have the necessary equipment to help injuries the girl must have. They advised the policeman to call the main hospital, as only they could efficiently help her, as her spine must be broken, etc. The policeman was in despair, not even knowing where the father of the girl was. Actually, he didn't even know if the girl was still alive, and he didn't dare touch her, not knowing how injured she was. However, in the end, she was brought to the right hospital. The policeman accompanied the girl, and also, finally, the father was there, I guess with two broken legs. The chief doctor heard what happened to the girl, and they immediately x-rayed her to see first results. The policeman wanted to rest assured how the girl was doing, and he waited to see the results. Everybody was shocked to hear what terrific accident had happened to the girl. After some time, the nurse brought the x-ray pictures to the doctor, who became very upset and started yelling at the nurse, saying she should, for God's sake, bring the right pictures. These were things about life and death. He threatened to fire her. It was unacceptable to make such mistakes. The nurse was scared, didn't understand what was happening. Those were the pictures of the 5-year-old girl that was hit by a truck. The nurse wasn't aware yet of what had happened to the girl. The doctor said, this cannot be, for on the x-ray, there was not a single broken bone. The doctor all the time, again and again, repeated, impossible. It can't be. Then suddenly the girl awoke from her faint and then told the story in full consciousness, which everyone heard and made its way into the media. Here's her story. In the moment she picked up the ball from the street, she saw the truck coming. The only thing she could do was yell out for help. She didn't call for mommy and daddy, but for her Nisringa Dave. In the moment when the truck should have hit her, she suddenly saw Nisringa Dave pick her up from the ground, smiled at her and said, don't be afraid, nothing will happen to you. The girl continued her story. The Lord put her on the other side of the street into the grass. But when putting her down, he accidentally scratched her waist, which still hurt a little bit. She spoke about how beautiful Nisringa was, his hair, his eyes, etc., but his claws are very sharp. He should cut his nails. He wore a golden dhoti, etc. The doctors didn't understand anything and told the policeman she was still in shock and hallucinating, which is normal. So, the girl was profoundly checked for any injuries, but the only injury they found on her body were those scratches. And the doctor said, this must be from a wild animal like a lion, as he had cases like this before, so he was disturbed and asked if they brought the right girl to the hospital, as the girl was injured by a wild animal, not a truck. Nobody was clear about what happened. The same doctor and the nurse who took care of her later became devotees, as they learned from the parent who that lion was, or father was a devotee of some other guru somewhere. protection. Now, we don't go playing out in the street or have our children play on the street with balls, and the Sringadeva will come and protect them. But this is recent, not, you know, Satya Yuga. Here's some other. On October 28th, 2006, Chakravarti Raj, the 14-year-old son of Radhakanta Gopal and his wife, was injured when a firecracker burst in his face. He was immediately rushed to the hospital. The doctor said that he suffered from second-degree burns on his face and suggested, first, facial dressing immediately, chemical crafting after 1 week, or 2 weeks, and then plastic surgery 6 months later. Next morning, the parents requested Pankajangri to offer a special puja for Lord Sringadeva for the speedy recovery of their son. For the next 2 days, he was lying in bed without much movement. He could not even open his eyelids. He was then taken to a special eye hospital where they found that the cornea took the burn injury and the pupils were unharmed. Hence, there would be no problem with his sight, and a treatment in 15 days could cure the cornea. So 2 weeks later, the mother approached her spiritual master and told him of what happened. He suggested that he will pray for him and apply Dushringa oil on her forehead. The same morning, the son was taken to Calcutta for treatment of his facial injuries. And then I spent a few days in the Apollo Hospital, so I know about that place. After getting an opinion at the Apollo Hospital in the morning, the son was taken to the railway hospital at Howrah. One of the senior doctors tested him and confirmed that it was a secondary burn and sent him to the dressing room for initial facial dressing. But within 3 minutes, one of the staff from the dressing room rushed out yelling and took the parents inside. Upon seeing the son, the parents stood there motionless, struck with wonder and amazement. There was their son, standing and smiling with no trace of any injury or mark on his face. In Mayapur, they call him Dr. Nrisingadev. When asked for clarification, the doctor and others present in that place could not give any valid reason. One of them said, "You can go back to your temple and ask your Lord about it. This is your Lord's miracle." And the person writing this, the mother, is the principal of the National Bhaktivedanta National School in Mayapur. Whew. There's some more? Two more. There's a Dr. Basudev Das, who is a Bangladesh government doctor. He has a 20-year-old daughter named Miss T. Das, who's a medical student. She became very sick in March 2000, so his doctor, Nrisingadev, is to the rescue. Very sick, March 2006. She was diagnosed with a life-threatening germ cell tumor in the ovary. They brought her to Bombay, where treatment started, but soon the doctors gave up. Dr. Das went to visit ISKCON Temple in Juhu, where one devotee gave him a leaflet about the upcoming Sringa Chaturdasi Festival in Mayapur, which he attended. He then received a small book of pastimes, Lord Sringadeva in Mayapur. He read the small book that some miracle cures happened by Nrisingha's mercy. So he went back to Bangladesh and contacted Pankajangri. He requested him to offer a special puja for his daughter. Immediately, The daughter's health started to improve. Gradually, she is returning back to her normal state. And so Dr. Das decided to print the book locally in Bangladesh about his pastimes. One more. There's a chicken pox cure. He has a bag of medicines in his, behind his deity form on the altar. December 2006, while taking the Bhakti Shastri course in Mayapur, a Delhi student suddenly contracted chicken pox. Hoping against hope, he consulted three doctors, allopathic, homeopathic, and Ayurvedic. All three confirmed the same thing. Take complete rest in isolation for at least 12 days. Chickenpox. Deepak became really upset because his parents had let him come to Mayapur only after repeated requests for a long period of time. Now we'd have to miss the courses, as well as the association of sannyasis and other teachers. After suffering intensely for 3 days of isolation, Deepak just couldn't tolerate it anymore. So he made his way to the temple. He arrived just after the evening arti. He stood before Lord Srinadev and said, "Dear Lord, just look at my pitiable condition." His whole body was aching and covered with sores. "Please help me." Then he joined the line to take Mahaprasad from the deities. The pujari, seeing all these marks on his body, gave him some prasad and called the security guard who took him out of the temple, told him, "Don't come back. You have a contagious disease." Deepak went back to his room, depressed, after suffering like this for another 17 days. At 2 a.m. the next morning, Deepak awoke, feeling very energetic. He got up to take a shower, and to his delight and surprise, he saw the sores in his body had gone. All the marks had just disappeared. He attended the whole morning program without feeling any trace of fatigue. He says, "Bhakti Shastri Kijai." "I could not tell you the pain I was experiencing, and he cured me in just one day." So there's many things like that. I mean, it's not all just medical cure, it's other amazing things. Power, Adhara Shakti. And he's all pervasive. I remember as a brahmachari reading in the first canto, Suprasoul or Krishna coming to protect Maharishi Parikshit within the womb. The appeal of Uttara, and he just appeared. So I was always wondering, where did he come from? And where did he go to afterwards? I never got an answer. But then it doesn't have to come from anywhere. It doesn't have to go to anywhere because he's everywhere. Well, which one of those everywheres did he come from? You know, that's just material. If he can appear, he doesn't have to appear from anywhere. He is everywhere. And this is our Lord Nrisimhadev, whose appearance day is today. And so the atheistic person, Naham Prakasya Sarvasya Yogamaya, he cannot see even he's everywhere, or even he's right before him, having come out of the pillar. He still couldn't see. Pashyati na pashyati. And the devotees can see. Now, at least notionally we can understand. That's a beginning. Supersoul. How do we understand about what's beyond our capacity to see, you know, the show me God? Then the reply, "Do you have the eyes to see him?" "Surely I can show him." Remember hearing a room conversation, recording of a room conversation. Somebody was asking, how do you answer when this so-called God is asked, show me your universal form, and he says, I could show you my universal form, but you don't have the qualification to see. Then Prabhupada said, then ask the person, is there any one of your followers that has seen? If you have this, if you're God, you can show your universal form. To whom have you shown that universal form? Challenge. The potency of God is he can appear or not appear. It doesn't require some challenging. The challenging person isn't going to understand anyways. Specific in Prabhupada's purport is statements to the effect of understanding the science of God or understanding the truth about or Krishna Tattva. Doesn't use the term, but the truths about the absolute truth. And you know, they all over the world, you know, in India it's abundant, people that see things. And, you know, they say things. God comes and we do these things together and it's really nice. And then I can't sleep because I'm having so much fun with God. We're playing together and doing these things. You know, I mean, those of you from India, you know this goes on. So the notional, like the doctor said, you know, it's hallucination. It's part of what happens when you're in shock and trauma happens. People see things that just don't exist. But it's Prahlad is a pure devotee, and this little girl is a special soul. We don't know who she is. But there's in these stories of Nrisingadeva from Mayapur, it's people that aren't even devotees these amazing things happen to. Because his nature is very merciful. So knowing that he's very merciful, what do? Well, we have our little wish list, and we bring our wish list before the merciful Nrisingadeva and Om Jai Jagadisha Hare. Fulfill my wish list, please. That's not what we do. We want to praise him, and we do what, like want to do what Prahlad does. With humility, express our disqualification, want to honor him, serve him, praise him. So this is his appearance day, and we'll have Abhishek of Nrisingadeva and some further descriptions of his wonderful form. We'll hear about that this evening as he comes out and what that was like, the sound vibration that was tumultuous. His display of transcendental anger that wouldn't subside until little Prahlad came forward. Bhadram. Yes. I think you have to sit in another place. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you, Maharaj.
You had a nicely shaven head, too. And you did lots of service on the altar.
Yeah.
Are you happy?
I'm very happy.
Are they happy? They must be happy.
They are not happy. They are not happy.
He's actually cleaning the ceiling. That's what is keeping him busy.
What about the chandelier?
Whenever Jitendra Prabhu saves me, I will do that.
There is a procedure.
Sure.
You ask Sunila Madhava, he knows the procedure. It's a nice decoration, but it's dirty. Hare Krishna. Go ahead.
So when you're explaining about the all-pervasiveness of Lord Nrisingadeva or Krishna, and you quoted the Vishnu Purana, he being Shukshma, and yeah, quoting Bhagavad Gita, Sarvatra Pani Padam Tat.
Yeah.
And also, you also quoted Parikshit Maharaj, how Vishnu protected Parikshit Maharaj in the womb of Uttara.
Yeah.
Now, it seems like that, I'm sorry, but when you're explaining it, rather than, is this verses, is something trying to cover the personal form of Krishna? Because even in Bhagavatam also, it never says that Vishnu and protected Parikshit Maharaj is all pervasive. In fact, he was called Vishnu Ratha, where he was
Speak slowly. Not softer, just slower.
Them also, when you say that he is all pervasive, but Bhagavatam never describes its all pervasive nature of Vishnu.
Never describes the all
pervasive nature of Vishnu.
Why not? It's, why do you say that?
Because personally,
nowhere
it says that
Vishnu is all pervasive in the Bhagavatam.
No. Personally, in that matter, he says that Parikshit Maharaj was Parikshit Maharaj was protected by Vishnu. He was called Vishnu Ratha. So he was protected personally by Vishnu.
Yeah.
So so when I was focusing on this class, it was seems like it's more... So, these verses are more to bewilder the devotees or bewilder the gnanis.
Speak slower. This verse is what?
Or when we focus on these verses, on the verse like Bhagavad Gita, like 13 chapter, where the series of verses from 13 to 18 verses, it has nothing to do with the what we are taught in our devotional service.
I beg your pardon. The absolute truth, a foundational verse in the whole of the Bhagavatam, the Advaita Tattva has three features. And he's not restricted to this feature, that feature. So why do you say it's not within our teachings, our devotional teaching? He can be situated in the heart and show his Vishnu form. He can be situated in this heart and show Vasudeva Krishna or Lord Nrisingadev, or, and it all depends upon the bhakti of the individual. He shows a form corresponding to their bhakti. So it's a part of our teachings. Why do you say it's not part of our teachings? Be specific about your question, because it's kind of very broad.
Sure, because our school teaches us to not to focus on Brahmeti, not to focus on Paramatmeti, but to focus on Bhagavan.
But he is everything. So why not say, why not allow what our teaching says to be expressed in the Bhagavatam? He's everything. Within Bhagavan is everything, including the Paramatma and Brahman.
This was more focusing on Paramatma feature, or
no? Bhagavan concludes everything. Those who are Paramatma realized yogis, they don't know the Bhagavan feature because they don't have bhakti. They don't have Bhagavat bhakti. And they can make a big boo-boo and think, I am that. That's one of the paths of impersonalism. I am that. Paramatma, I am that. It doesn't make sense. They're seeing Paramatma and think, I am, you know, they're the seer and there's the seen, and I am that. It doesn't make sense. But the devotee, bhakta, can see Paramatma within his heart. No problem. What did Dhruva see? He saw Vishnu. And Vishnu appeared before him because that was, he's a Vishnu bhakta. No problem.
Personal form Vishnu, Vishnu Garba?
Yeah, he came forward. Look, he came, zoom. The same that was in his heart disappeared from his heart. There he is standing in front of him next to Garuda. That was Garuda in his heart. He saw Vishnu, and Vishnu appeared. From you know where he appeared from, I don't need to say. So he appeared according to the bhakti of Dhruva. Dhruva is a Vishnu Bhakta.
So when Dhruva Maharaj was focusing on Vishnu in the heart, it was Paramatma or Bhagavan?
Well, what do you think? What do you think? Yeah. Yeah. So now, there's... An aspect of the Absolute Truth is the Paramatma feature, Chit, Sat and Chit. But there was personal reciprocation, Ananda. Voila. Sat Chit Ananda. He touched him on the head. Was it just Sat and Chit, or was it also Ananda? Is it Bhagavan or Paramatma that came before him? Bhagavan. He had received bhakti from Narada. Is bhakti just going to give Sat and Chit realization or Sat Chit Ananda realization? He gave him bhakti. He gave him more than what he wanted. He wanted a kingdom. He got Bhagavan realization and served him for all his life and still serving him. His form became completely spiritual before going to the spiritual world in his Dhruva form. Anyway, Bhagavan. But that's an aspect. You know, one sees one of our celebrated verses in Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. One can, Yam Shama Sundaram. Is Shama Sundara Paramatma or Bhagavan? No question, Bhagavan. So one can see Paramatma, one can see Shamsundara in the heart. Is that Paramatma or Bhagavan? It's Bhagavan. So in reciprocation of bhakti. So Dhruva had become a pure bhakta. So now let's go back to our text here. Prahlad, was he a bhakta? No? Okay, so then what was he seeing? Bhagavan.
It's something like that, Maharaj, that at the time ensures that Paramatma came from Bhagavan?
Okay, don't put the Lord in a box or a bucket over here. He's got to be this one or that one. He can't be this one and that one. Don't do that. He reciprocates with the devotee. That's what he does. That's the good news. He reciprocates with the devotee. Someone else? Do you have online questions? Go ahead.
This question is from Sri Radhika Mataji. Since there are certainly some devotees who pray for bodily protection or preservation,
bodily
protection
or preservation,
but are not granted it by Lord Narasimhadev.
They're not what? Grafted?
Granted.
Granted. Granted. Okay. I think we need somebody else to read the questions because I can't understand. The sound system and my hearing don't go well together.
Since there are certainly some devotees who pray for bodily protection or preservation, but are not granted it by Dr. Narasimhadeva,
Yeah. Are
we to understand that in either case he is merciful,
yes,
but the mercy looks as he desires?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, nice going. You get an A in your Bhakti Shastri exam. Go ahead.
So there's a question from Radha.
Oh.
Please help me understand what is the purpose of fasting.
Purpose of fasting is to make you hungry. It's to learn what's important in approaching the personality of Godhead is controlling the mind and senses. And of all the senses, which one is most difficult to control, Radha? It's the tongue. And the tongue has tasting and vibrating. So on the Sringa Chaturdasi, or fasting days like this, we increase our chanting. And we do some fasting. And it's to help us by those, it's not just sense deprivation, it's controlling the urge and redirecting that urge from experiencing gratification of the urge to a place of higher consciousness. It's control of that sense to achieve something higher. And by that principle of controlling the sense to achieve something higher, there's a result in this higher consciousness. When one gets strength, a kind of spiritual strength, from observing fasting. Now, supposing somebody has a medical... I got a note this morning from somebody that works in a hospital, and they're concerned about their immune system. So they wanted to know the things that I do for my immune system, because I'm going into the hospital every day. Should I fast or should I protect my immune system? So, you know, three words, protect your immune system. So the purpose, so not like, well, Lodur Shingadev won't protect you if you don't protect your immune system, but you take needful steps for practical purposes. And otherwise, you know, the principle is controlling the senses gives, strengthens determination and gives spiritual strength for higher purpose. That's why. But you don't have to fast tomorrow, Radha. You can have regular prasadam tomorrow.
This question is from Chaitanya Rasa Prabhu. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaja.
When you read the question, skip the preamble stuff, please.
Sure. Okay. The people who got the mercy, though not being devotees, is because they are dhamvasis?
Do you understand the question?
Yeah, the persons who got Narasimhadev's mercy, they were not devotees. Is it because they were residents of the holy place?
No. I mean, this little girl lives in South Africa in a little village. She doesn't live in the holy dham. And etc. Some other people that are in faraway places. Delhi. That's not the dham. Far from it. So that's not the requirement. It's bhakti. It's not the physical location requirement.
No more questions.
Okay. Anything else?